Straight Talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
Well, today we are going to be talking about the Muslims and what they're saying, or some of them are saying, about ISIS. So we're going to get a little peek into the world of ISIS, and I'm very excited to share this show with you, to share what I'm going to have to say, because you're not going to hear it in the West. If you're living in a Western country, you're not going to hear these things. But you do have access to this information. I'm going to tell you how to get the access to the information as well. You can call into the show. We are live if you're listening between 7 to 8 a.m. Holy Time right here in the Land of Israel, or if it's between 1 to 2 a.m. U.S. Eastern Time. Why is it 1 to 2 a.m. Eastern Time when I always say it's midnight to 1 a.m.? Because in the overseas, you have changed your clocks and put them forward 1 hour, but Israel has not done so yet. We are still at the regular old time. So until March 29th, all of our live shows will be airing at 1 a.m. instead of midnight if you're in, if your country has already changed the clocks and you're on the U.S. Eastern time zone area. Okay, so you can join me in the chat room as well. I'm going in there right now, and I want to say hi to everybody who's in there. Hi, everybody in the chat room, and invite your friends as well. Being in the chat room, you can write your comments as I'm speaking, and I will be able to see them when I glance in the chat room and be able to respond to them if I can. And you will see what other people are thinking and writing as the show is going on as well. It's a lot of fun, and you can make friends, because usually it's kind of like a group of people who come to the chat room and they're kind of like buddies already. So join in. We always have room for more. We want to see you in the chat room. So again, I'm going to be giving you a peek inside ISIS. I'm also going to be sharing some other interesting news articles with you that have come out recently that are about the elections, that are about also the terror attacks, etc. So again, feel free to call into the show. Stay on topic with me, and we'll hear what you have to say. Agree, disagree, we want to hear. We'll be right back.
Always challenging the status quo. Hello, I'm Rod Bryant on Beyond the Matrix here at IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. I want to encourage you to listen each week, every Wednesday at the same time, for an amazing show that will challenge you, inform you, and inspire. News, views, and wisdom for the nations here on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. Don't forget, Beyond the Matrix every week, Wednesday, here on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com.
Right, so on my last show that I did, we were talking about what happened in New Zealand. And again, my condolences go out to all of the innocent people who were killed or murdered, and to their families who are suffering this. You know, you see these dead bodies and you look at some of them and you're thinking that someone's grandfather, someone's brother, someone's father. And it's just heartbreaking. But I want to share with you a little bit what the Muslims are saying about the Muslims. And as we know, sadly, so many of the conflicts and the fighting and the killings that we see are not just with Muslims, but between Muslims. And that is between the Shiite and the Sunni, et cetera, killing each other because they're not the right type of Muslim. And I want to read something that I actually very briefly discussed on my show yesterday, but I want to go over it today because it's going to lead me into the topic of taking a peek inside ISIS. And that is that I was sharing that one Saudi Arabian woman who fled her husband. It was a forced marriage. She was able to flee him and get a divorce. She went to the West. She converted to Christianity. And she had posted on her Facebook wall, which now has been taken down. I don't know if she took it down or Facebook took it down. But basically what she was saying there when she commented on the massacre in New Zealand, she says, excuse me, she says basically that she can't understand why people feel sorry about the killed Muslims. It is the jihad, according to the Quran. Therefore, we should be happy that they joined Allah and Muhammad. That's what every Muslim wants for themselves. Martyrdom and paradise in the next world. And she said that the invasion of the West by Islam is going on and nobody cares. She then quoted something in Arabic from the Quran. I don't know what that was. So I was thinking about this, how she was a Muslim herself at one time. She believed in it at one time. And look what she's saying about Islam. And it brought me to think about something recently that I had been watching. It was a series on Netflix. So if you all have Netflix, you can watch this series. I was suggested to watch it, and I found it extremely interesting. It was very low budget, which was kind of funny to see because in the West, we're spoiled with really good special effects and realistic types of scenes. This was very low budget. It was entirely in Arabic, so you had to read the subtitles. And yet, I found it very interesting and compelling to keep watching. Now, this movie, or this series, I should say, is called Black Crows. And I believe that they call it Black Crows because the women who are in the black garb, they look a little bit like these black crows. And this was mostly focusing on women who were in the ISIS or who are in the ISIS. And of course, this was a series that was written. It's fiction. However, when I tell you about it, you're going to, maybe think a little bit harder and say, because my point is when they did this show, and again, I want to say it was low budget, even the quote unquote bad guys had this like black mascara under their eyes, kind of like from the Pirates of the Caribbean to make them look evil. It was just kind of funny. But it was compelling. It was interesting. Hollywood would never have been able to make this low budget series that Netflix carries. Never. If Hollywood would have made this series called Black Crows, they would have been slammed with accusations of racism, Islamophobia, hatred. They would have been hounded out. They would have been sued. They would have been completely put away in society. They would have been ostracized. This series, made by Arab Muslims for the Ramadan, by the way, it's 30 episodes. They go very quickly. Because on Netflix, you can, what do they call it? You can binge watch if you want to. And they made this for the Ramadan because on the Ramadan, they have their month of fasting. So just think of the Ramadan as they describe it in one article I read about this, as 30 days of Thanksgiving. It's a day. It's the month where you're fasting all day long, and then the family gets together in the evening to break their fast, and they watch television. And so they made this Black Crow series 30 episodes for the month of Ramadan. In this series, they show such cruelty. In fact, when I was told, or when I was suggested to watch this, the person told me, don't get too attached to the characters because they die off very quickly. And that person was right. They show the cruelty of ISIS and the Quran taken in the interpretation that many Muslims today take, like to interpret the Quran. They show cruelty there, and they show their desire of ISIS to instill as much fear as possible in people by way of their fierceness and ways they put people to death. Now, I want to stop here for a moment because in the very first episode, I believe, if I'm remembering correctly, one of the ISIS people who is, his job is to do propaganda for ISIS. He was showing a magazine cover to the emir, which was the leader of this ISIS cell, showing him how ISIS is coming in and they're taking over and ISIS brings in, you know, justice and this good PR for ISIS. Now, you would think that the emir would say, this is very good. We want to fool them. You know, we want to show, you know, we want to say that we bring in justice and the goodness of Islam, etc. He says, no, we are ISIS. We want to instill fear into people. We're not trying to basically attract them with justice and all these types of words. And he kind of like threw that idea away. He reprimanded the Muslim ISIS member from trying to approach and do some type of marketing in that way. We instill fear. And if you all remember, this is real now, in the news, how they took one of the Arab Muslim pilots that they caught, and they put him in a cage. He was wearing, I believe, an orange suit, as they often dress their prisoners in. They put him inside of a cage, and they set him on fire. And they videoed it. And it went out to the world. Let's remember about the horrid and gruesome beheadings that they filmed and put up on YouTube to go out to the world. This is an entity that's not looking to market itself as a social justice, righteous, religious movement. They are trying to instill fear in people. That's what they want to do. Think of them like if you've watched Star Trek and you've seen the Federation who goes out and does exploration in space because they want to seek out new worlds and new civilizations and bring all life together. I won't say human life because not all of them were human in this fictional Star Trek, but they wanted to bring people or intelligent life together in a federation to work together to promote society, to bring society forward, to bring goodness to the universe. However, that was not the goals of the Klingons and of the Romulans. With the Klingons, they valued the battle, they valued conquering, they valued power, and they weren't looking for friendship. They would boast of their wartime battle stories. And so we have it in these Islamic extremist terrorist groups as well. Look, Fatima, I cut off the ear of an infidel. We're dealing with people who do not share the Western value system. And no matter how much you try to convince them and compliment them and try to bring them up and try to bribe them even, you know, if you just have peace with us, we'll give you land, we'll give you this, we'll give you a state. It doesn't work. They're not interested in that. They're interested in your destruction and the spreading of Islam in their eyes. So in this show, you see everything that we've seen in the headlines in real life. They show the horrid, gruesome deaths of people in this show called Black Slaves. They show the sex slaves and the Yazidi women and how they're treated and how they're used as sex slaves, how women are raped, the oppression of women, not letting women leave their homes. And this is even for the ISIS women, by the way. I'm not even talking about the Yazidis and the slaves that they brought in, but even for the Islamic wives of the ISIS, they were not allowed, if their husband said so, to even leave their home. They had, if they went out, they had to wear the black garbs. So what a husband could and would do if he so decided, he could just take all of her clothes, throw them out the window, and she would never be able to leave her home. Someone would kill her if she did. We'll be right back.
Shalom, everybody. Making a difference often takes just one moment and one person at a time. I am Orly Benny Davis, your show host on Israel News Talk Radios from Jerusalem with love. You'll be hearing people talking about politics, religion, social issues, and making a better tomorrow. Join me, Orly Benny Davis, for God and Country from Jerusalem with love.
Wednesdays on Israel News Talk Radio.
We are back here at the Tamar Yonah Show on Israel News Talk Radio. And I'm talking to you about a series, a very interesting series that I recently watched on Netflix. It's called Black Crows. And if you want to peek inside ISIS to see how they function, how they live, you should watch this show. Hollywood could never have made a series like this. Hollywood would be ostracized. They would be screamed at and accused of being Islamophobic and about being racist. The only people who could have made a series like this are the Muslims themselves. And they did. The Muslims made this series. They're showing you what ISIS is doing. They're showing you about the gruesome deaths that they incur on people. I was telling you about how they treat their women, how they have sex slaves, how they rape women, how they put people to death, and how a woman, even an ISIS woman, because she's in the compound and the ISIS woman had to cover up everything, including their hands. They had to wear gloves. And if you did not wear gloves, then you could be shot and killed. And people were shot and killed in this series for not wearing gloves. You had people who were rebellious, that when the ISIS did their patrols in the cities that they had taken over, if they saw a woman in the marketplace, in the shuk, one woman was cutting fish, she couldn't cut the fish and hold the fish in her hands with gloves on. So she was doing this without gloves. They shot her and they killed her. Oh, that was a spoiler. I shouldn't have said that. Okay. But they are showing you things that Hollywood could never show you. And this show is all in Arabic with only English subtitles. And so it's not really reaching the West. It's not getting the promotion that I believe it should. Even though it's a low budget series, I think that it should be watched by the majority of people in the West. So they show here also, look at this. These are the Arabs. These are the Muslims making this and talking about the other Muslims, how they take little boys and what they do to little boys in the bedroom. I won't go into anything more than that, but they show that. They also show how the ISIS used male prisoners as target practice. They would take the young boys from a city, or if the mothers came to join ISIS and they had children, et cetera, they would take the children away from the mothers, saying that your children belong to Allah. They're not yours anymore. You've done your job by birthing them. Now we're taking them over, and they would train the little boys to be sharpshooters, to be fighters, how to cut off heads. And for target practice, they would use these Yazidi slaves that they took, and they would have them run from one end of the shooting gallery to the other, and they would shoot human beings, these little boys, which made them desensitized to life. Now, again, this is not me saying this. This is what the Muslims are showing what ISIS does. They scream over and over again, which does change your psyche, that they love death more than life. And you will see this also in the series, and you'll see this also in the news, in the real news, how they scream that we love death more than they love life. Now, if you repeat this over and over again to yourself, and you scream it in a frenzy with other people around you, this will sink into you. And you will believe it, and you will embrace it, and you will be praying for that paradise, that this world is an evil, terrible world. It's just a corridor to the next world where paradise is going to be, where you're going to have your virgins and you're going to have your castles, etc. And this is what they scream. We love death more than they love life. We love death. It sinks in. And they speak of their paradise all the time that they're waiting for. This is what they're told by their handlers as well, especially the trainers that are training these little boys. They are always talking about, you're going to go to paradise soon. We're going to put an explosive vest on you, and in an instant, you'll be in paradise. And you'll be out of this world, which is for suffering, but in the next world, they will live in palaces and enjoy paradise with all of the women. By the way, I found it very interesting and not surprising or shocking that the actresses who acted in this series called Black Crows, which you can find on Netflix, they received death threats from ISIS. I thought that was quite expected, by the way. The ISIS has threatened them, saying that these women are going to be killed. You should be ashamed of yourself for what you're doing. You're bringing down Islam, etc., etc. Again, I want to emphasize here, why am I sharing this with you? Because you're not going to see it in the West from Hollywood. You're not going to see a big budget thing that's going to want everybody to watch it. This is low budget, but it's still compelling to watch. And if you have an interest, you want to see what's going on and what the Muslims are saying about the Muslims, you're going to want to watch Black Crows. And I'm not being paid for this. I just want to open up your eyes a little bit. I want to read you another story that was sent to me by someone. This is from CNSnews.com. And if anybody can go back several years, we're talking over 20 years ago, there was a, let me just find exactly what happened here so I can read to you. There was a Jordanian soldier who shot and murdered 7 Israeli schoolgirls. They were young girls. They were on a trip, a field trip with their school. This happened in 1997. And this Jordanian soldier who murdered these 7 Israeli schoolgirls, they were out. There was just peace with Jordan. Things were supposed to be good. And this Jordanian soldier from a place up above shot down at these young girls who were just sitting on the grass. I don't remember what they were doing and talking. He cut them down and he killed them. He went to prison and he served 20 years for killing 7. One little girl, 2 little girls, 3 little girls, 4 little girls, 5 little girls, 6 little girls, 7 little girls. He only got 20 years. He's out now. He's free. And he told Al Jazeera news outlet that, quote, Israelis are human garbage. And hinting at the Holocaust, said that Jews must be removed by, quote, burning or by burying, unquote. The Middle East is a tough neighborhood to live in, folks. This is a Jordanian soldier. We're supposed to have peace with Jordan. By the way, there is basically no Jordanian tourism to Israel. You would think that there's peace. There'll be trade. There'll be us visiting them, them visiting us. But the reality is that Israelis go to visit Jordan, but Jordanians do not come to visit and tour in Israel. They hate us that much. So there may be a peace treaty between the king and the government of Israel, but it has not filtered down to their people who still hate us. And this piece of garbage who murdered 7 defenseless little girls on a school trip calls us human garbage and says we must be removed by burning or burying. This is not 1938. This is 2019. And this is what he's saying. Ahmad Dakamse, then a member of the Jordanian military, fired an automatic weapon at a group of Israeli schoolgirls who were visiting the Island of Peace at the Israel-Jordan border on March 13th, 1997. See, we go visit the Island of Peace. We're so much looking for peace. I want to repeat here what I've said so many times. Israel has peace with all of the Arabs. Israel has peace with all of the Arabs that want peace. And the only Arabs Israel doesn't have peace with are the Arabs who don't want peace. He killed 7 little girls on the Island of Peace. They were 13 and 14 years old. He was sentenced to only 20 years in prison. Upon his release on Sunday, Dakamse was hailed as a hero by many Jordanians who cheered him at the prison and at his arrival home. Speaking to Al Jazeera shortly after his release, Dakamse said, quote, "The Israelis constitute human garbage vomited into our midst by the world's nations. Unfortunately, they have come to the purest land after Mecca and Medina," he said. "This garbage must be removed, whether by burning or by burying," said Dakamse. "The day will come, Allah willing, if it is not done by our generation, Allah willing, the generations to come will burn this human garbage." This was translated and reported by Memory, the Middle East Media Research Institute. These are the people that we're dealing with, and if it's not stopped here and nipped in the bud, it's going to reach other places as well. And we've already seen terrorism reach all over the world. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
This is Shai Ben-Tekoa, and each week I'll be webcasting to you from Judea, origin of the word Jew, a people besieged and beleaguered in every generation. Nazi Germany is but a memory, but in its place the world invented the phantom Palestinians as this generation's internationally authorized Jew killers. Tune in for a different slant on life in Israel, Phantom Nation, every Monday.
Hi, I'm Rabbi David Aaron. The soul basics are the most profound, the most essential, and yet often the most neglected in our education. Join me for Soul Talk on Israel's News Talk Radio and discover the secrets to love, spiritual growth, and personal power.
Live here on Monday morning, 7 to 8 a.m., or Sunday, very late at night, going into Monday morning from 1 to 2 a.m. If you want to call in, if you agree, disagree, feel free to call in. Our numbers are on our homepage at IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. I've also posted them in the chat room for you if you want to call in and comment on anything that I've said. I think this is very interesting to hear and see what the Arabs are saying about the Arabs. And I want to read you another article now here. This is from IsraelNationalNews.com. It's called Hamas Injures Dozens of Gazans, not Israelis. not Jews, Gazans. Hamas forces continue to suppress protests against the cost of living throughout the Gaza Strip. Let me remind you all that after 2005, after the pullout from Gush Katif and four communities in the northern Shamron, the northern Sumerian region, when we destroyed the Jewish communities, bulldozed them down, and handed them over to the Hamas in a unilateral move. A unilateral move means that we give everything, we do it by ourselves, and they get everything, and they do nothing. This emboldened the Arabs, and in their next elections, they voted in democratic elections, by the way. They voted in the Hamas because they saw that their tactics work, that their terrorism and their violence works, and it emboldened them, and they said, let's do even more. And the people themselves, 70% voted in the Hamas. Now, it has not been good under the Hamas because, of course, the Hamas is a terror organization. They do not respect human rights. They respect power and fear, not unlike ISIS. They want to instill fear. That's how they rule. And there's no such thing as human rights. They pull people out of their homes and drag them through the streets, kill them, and then drag their dead bodies through the streets or hang their dead bodies from lampposts or electric posts that are on the street. So children who are walking to and from school can see dead bodies hanging there. This is to instill fear in people that they should stay in line and not make any trouble because this is what can happen to you. It works. These tactics work. There is no law and order in the Gaza Strip or in the Palestinian Authority. There are both corrupt governments under Mahmoud Abbas in Ramallah and in Judea and Samaria, where he's ruling in the Palestinian Authority or in the Hamas-run Gaza. Let me read for you from this article. It says here, Sheikh Mohammed Hussein, the Grand Mufti of, quote, Palestine, unquote, on Sunday condemned the violence waged by Hamas against demonstrators who protested against the cost of living in Gaza. In an interview with Palestine TV, Hussein called on Hamas to follow the word of Allah, to respect Palestinian honor, and to refrain from attacking women, children, and residents in their homes. What is he saying here? He's saying here that the Hamas is attacking women and children and residents. And he's saying that they're not just attacking them in the streets where the protests are going on. It's happening in their own homes. This, by the way, is what the world wants Israel to give land to make a Palestinian terror state? Why would anybody who is a moral person, who is a freedom-loving person, want to reward these corrupt criminal terrorists with a state of their own? By the way, this corrupt, more immoral place in Gaza launched two missiles, not just rockets, missiles, Fajr missiles, Iranian-made Fajr missiles on Tel Aviv last week. Then they claimed it was a mistake. Yet, just hours after that, they're launching more rockets on Israeli communities in the Gaza Belt area. Even if it was a mistake, which I highly doubt, they're still responsible. And I ask you again, as I did yesterday, how is it that Russia never makes a mistake and launches missiles at Washington? How come America never makes a mistake and launches missiles at Moscow? How come China never makes a mistake and launches missiles at some other country or India and even Pakistan? No, only in the Gaza Strip, and they're supposed to be forgiven for that? No. In any case, to continue with the article here, meanwhile, the official Palestinian Authority Wafa news agency reported on Sunday that armed Hamas militia operatives continued to attack residents of Gaza. They're attacking their own people here, not because their own people went out and committed a crime, but because they're demonstrating, they're they're showing their free expression to their right to express their their unhappiness with the Hamas, their displeasure with Hamas. And so they're being attacked by militia operatives. According to the report, armed Hamas operatives broke into residents' homes in Rafah, attacked a number of residents in the area of Abu al-Jidyan Square and the Jabalia refugee camp. I want to say something here, by the way, also. We will see things in the news that talk about the refugee camps. Come to Israel. Come to Jerusalem. And take the Begin Highway all the way north and then go through Shuafat in order to get to Pisgat Ze'ev. It's a neighborhood in Jerusalem, a Jewish neighborhood in Jerusalem. But you're going through an Arab refugee camp to go there. I want you to look at this Arab refugee camp. They have a Kentucky Fried Chicken over there, I think. They've got, I don't know, maybe McDonald's. Who knows what they got? They have all these things over there, these beautiful buildings, beautiful homes. I should live in a beautiful home like they have in that quote-unquote refugee camp. The Arabs have only prospered under Israeli rule. The Arabs sit on our Supreme Court in our Knesset. They are doctors and they are lawyers and they are in television, in the media. They are in everything. They're in the supermarkets. They are in the pharmacies. Most of the pharmacists today are Arabs here in Israel. They live well here under their own Islamic rule. Their own Arab Islamic rule, they live dismally. They don't have rights. They don't have human rights. And they are demonstrating because they are tired of the terrible conditions they live under. And they are now turning their heads. Instead of to Israel, they're looking at the Hamas and they're blaming the Hamas, which rightfully so, that's where the blame goes. They're the rulers. They're the ones who are responsible. The buck stops there. It was also reported that in Deir al-Balah, armed Hamas activists dispersed a women's demonstration calling for the release of detainees. They broke into a private house in Khan Yunis and arrested residents of Bet Lahia. So here the women are demonstrating, calling for the release of detainees. That means that people have been arrested and they are being held and there are no rights for them. Do they get a lawyer to try to see a judge and get them out? Doesn't work that way in the Gaza Strip, which the world wants to make a state. The world wants Israel to give up land to this corrupt, evil entity. And to end with this story, Hamas forces have been strongly suppressing demonstrations against the cost of living, during which live ammunition was fired at the demonstrators and violent means were used to disperse them. Dozens of residents were injured in these incidents. You know, even the Israeli army, the IDF, is not allowed to use live ammunition against these rioting Arabs unless their lives are in danger. Now, these women who are demonstrating in the streets, I don't believe that the lives are in danger of these corrupt Hamas militants. And yet they're using live ammunition against their own people. Now, if you think that this is what this type of entity should have its own state, where it denies human rights, where it shoots its own people for demonstrating of their displeasure, of their dismal living conditions under the Hamas, then you're the people on the left who want to give them a state. And you're foolish. And that's why I make a joke and I say that there is the right wing and there is the wrong wing. If you're left, I know that many of you have good intentions. You want to see everybody happy and equal. But there are evil people in the world who do not think like you. and you're not understanding that, and you want to hand them the reins and give them power and give them more power, and this is an evil thing and is foolishness. I just read you and talked to you about what the Arab Muslims are saying about the Arab Muslims. Hollywood can't do it. People in the West can't do it because it's politically incorrect. But look and see what people here in this part of the world are saying about their own people, and then share it with other people, because you in the West can't say these things or you're ostracized. You've been listening to the Tamar Yonah Show here at IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. Feel free to write me your comments, Tamar, T-A-M-A-R, at IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com.
Israel News Talk Radio's chat room. Just click the orange button at the top of the IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com page, log in as yourself or an anonymous guest, and join in on the fun. You'll meet other listeners from all over the world who listen to Israel News Talk Radio, and you can make new friends. Israel News Talk Radio's chat room. It's the closest you can get to being in the studio with us.
We love listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
Where can you get the inside news on Israel? At Israel News Talk Radio, we're dedicated to sharing Israel's inside story with the world by providing our listeners with news on Israeli politics, current affairs, and Israeli Jewish culture. The Israel News Talk Radio homepage also provides you, the listener, with useful information at your fingertips, with scrolling news headlines, weather, currency exchange, Shabbat candlelighting times, and so much more. Our radio programming is always accessible and on demand. We operate absolutely free of charge for everyone, everywhere. If you love what we do, partner with us now by becoming an Israel News Talk Radio supporter. With your support, you'll be inscribed on our Israel News Talk Radio Wall of Fame. There's nothing like us in the world. Be part of something great. Israel News Talk Radio. Straight talk from Israel.
If you love Israel News Talk Radio, then you'll love our Facebook page. We keep you up to date on what's happening in Israel, plus little surprise treasures that we don't share on the radio. Go now to follow us on Facebook. Just look for the Israel News Talk Radio Facebook page, and don't forget to subscribe and follow us by clicking on the like button. We post great stuff there that you'll want to share. Israel News Talk Radio on Facebook and Israel News Radio on Twitter.
News, opinion, and more. You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.